o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. We'll play trivia coming up next, so you'll have your chance to add poker chips to the cheese fry helmet in hopes of winning this week's Vortex Golf prize pack, which includes not only the swag bag, but most importantly, the range finder from Vortex Golf. I'm going to put this poll in the field, and then we can see how it turns out when we return to the airwaves on Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend. Just like our kids will return to school, we'll return to work, even though we'd like to have the summer off. But I wanted to get to this because I did not attend the game. I attended the festivities outside of Lambeau Field the last time this happened for college game day.
Yeah, you got VIP access, so you were able to do that.
It was great. The girls got to meet Allie Raisman, the Olympic gold medal gymnast. She was there. Aaron Rodgers was there. And the Badgers were there facing the LSU Tigers. And now, Tausch, the Badgers are returning to Lambeau Field. Now, they were supposed to play this game in 2020, correct? If I remember correctly.
Yes, this was originally scheduled in the COVID season of 2020, which was altered many times.
That year didn't count.
Yeah, nothing that year counted. Yeah.
Nothing counted except for that great game that Graham Mertz had.
That did count.
That didn't count either.
No,
that also didn't.
We will always remember that game.
Okay. The Fighting Irish, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, will kick off the 2026 college football season at Lambeau Field against your Wisconsin Badgers on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend after the kids have been in school for a few days.
There you go.
Here, before we get the analysis, before we dial him up on the phone and call Badger radio analyst Mark Tauscher to join the program, are we going to do that? Are we doing that here?
No, not today. We'll do that later.
Yeah, we'll save it. We don't want to bother him too much during the off-season.
Good. Good.
Good.
Jocko. Yes, thank you, Jocko. We did hear from Matt LePay, who some are saying is not as good as the WBA award-winning play-by-play announcer that picked up his hardware last time he was at the awards ceremony.
John Audius?
You did not win. You just took Jen Gabe and Chewy's award.
Yeah, I won Jen Gabe and Chewy's award here. That's what I claimed. Yeah, John Audius was the play-by-play broadcaster responsible for winning Best Large Market Play-by-Play this year for Wisconsin Volleyball here on ESPN Wisconsin and 620 WTMJ.
Congratulations to John. He did not join the jump around with Jim Rutledge and Pablo Iglesias yesterday, though. Matt LePay did. Here's what Matt LePay, Jesse's... the father that Matt never wanted to be to Jesse, said about this matchup for the 2026 season.
In a perfect world with college football, maybe you play at South Bend one year and then you play at Camp Randall the next. But if you can't do that, where else would you rather be than Lambeau Field for this? And anybody who was there for the 2016 game against LSU, it was electric. And it'll be every bit of that, if not more, because the fan base it's technically a home game for Notre Dame. You know, there's going to be thousands of Notre Dame fans, thousands and thousands of Wisconsin fans. And when you get that kind of mix at a place like Lambeau Field, it's going to be, electric is an understatement. It just should be a spectacular night in Green Bay.
God, he's got such a great voice. Tausch, I assume you agree with your partner's assessment of this.
Yeah, I think one of the surprises that I had in doing the job with Matt has been that game up at Lambeau. And I thought it was going to be just a monster celebration for the University of Wisconsin because we had not played up there in forever. I thought it would be green and gold everywhere. And I remember going up there a day early, and I just remember seeing all this purple and gold. And it was a big-time bowl game. That's what it reminded me of.
Mm.
And you looked at the stadium, and yes, there was more red and white, but not by a lot, because LSU made the pilgrimage. They, obviously, a big-time SEC program. Their fans embraced it, and as Matt just said there on the jump around, I think you obviously love home in a ways. Like, we'll be going down to Alabama. They came up by us. I think those are fun for the businesses and the hotels in Madison, but, you know, our fans and season ticket holders. But I think anytime you can create a unique experience and something that is even more memorable, that's what this does. You talk to guys that played, that game will be one that, you know, the Vince Beagles, the guys that, especially the in-state guys that get a chance to go play up there. It's really special, and it's really cool. The part that I thought was really cool, that was great. But how big it was for LSU and its fans and its players, and then the game was really good. It was entertaining. All of that sets up beautifully for what will be the marquee game that weekend up at Lambeau, where I would bet that Notre Dame, there's going to be a lot of what, green, gold, I don't know what they're called. They have so many different jerseys now.
Navy.
You're going to see a 50-50 split, and I just hope the game lives up to that billing, because it's awesome that everybody involved has agreed to do this. And even though I know we were down in Soldier Field, I don't know how many years ago that was now, I would love to go down and watch a Badger game at Notre Dame, and I know our fans would love to do that too. This is really going to be a cool, fun experience for fans, university, and obviously the players.
So this is also what I would argue, your point about LSU, I would argue this is why I feel like the draft was falsely advertised. I mean, it was a great thing at Lambeau Field. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I will continue to pound down the fact that this is about going to a football game. The pilgrimage is to see a game being played at Lambeau Field. That's why those LSU fans were there. That's why visiting fans pay through the nose on the secondary market to come to Lambeau Field. That's why there'll be tons and tons, obviously it's their home game, of Notre Dame fans at this game. Because that it's about... It's great to sit in the Stadium Bowl in April and watch names be read, but it's about being at a game, man. We're talking about a game, mm-hmm. not a draft, a game, right? I mean, that's what the pilgrimage is for, and I agree with you. I remember seeing all kinds of purple and yellow throughout town that weekend, and there were lots of people that traveled from Baton Rouge for that game. I just didn't think that for the draft, lots of people wanted to come just to see the names read. You want to come and see a game at Lambeau Field. That is a different experience than just walking through on a tour or being there for the draft.
No doubt, but I think a lot of times you just want to experience it. And everybody would love to be up there for the opener against Detroit. You know, a playoff game. Lambeau Field is special. It is the most special outdoor stadium that I think you could ever get. And I think Notre Dame fans feel the same way about their place when it comes to college football. So it's going to be electric. I think it's going to be electric on electric. I cannot wait for that. And the fact that it's going to be a standalone Sunday game is even a little extra juice, a little extra ice cream on that ice cream cake.
Is there a question I can ask that I don't know if it's the elephant in the room or not? Will it be as electric if Wisconsin has another 5-7 season this year?
Yeah. Yep. Because you know what, Jesse? In today's landscape, every year's its own year. You would have been doing Bloomington talk last year, and you'd have been saying, oh, it's not great. We're not very good. I got a new coach. We haven't won anything. The next thing you know, they're in the CFP. So I get what you're saying, and I think it's a fair question, but this is no longer the you need 10 years to build things or whatnot. It is things change quickly. And the experience, when you factor everything in, hope springs eternal every college football season. And especially with that transfer portal and the ability to bring guys in, things change real quick. And it's now more NFL-ish than it's ever been.
All right, we need to play some trivia. Our last trivia round of the week. Oh, no, I know exactly what this is going to be.
I am not reading any of these questions today.
Yes, you are. Oh,
Jesse.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we played Pirate Trivia.
Yeah.
Yar.
Going into Memorial Day weekend, who could ask for anything better than Pirate Trivia? Vortex doesn't know what they signed up for with this one.
All right, so we're going to play Pirate Trivia. The Pittsburgh Pirates, you've asked for this, Jesse, so I don't want to hear you complaining. The Pittsburgh Pirates have lost 34 games this season.
They're bad.
So we will take caller 34.
Giannis.
Caller 34 for Wildy and Tausch Trivia for your chance to have a chance to win a Vortex Golf Rangefinder and the accompanying swag bag. Caller 34-844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We will play after Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance, a proud sponsor, partner of Wildy and Tausch. And for almost 100 years, they have been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection, all so that you are free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It is time.
I have to admit, I dread when the Brewers are playing the Pirates. I know my Pirate voice has gotten worse over the years. I don't know what accent's going to come out. I don't know where this is going.
It's going to go poorly, and that's what makes it great.
I know.
Time for trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
The category is Pirate Trivia. Hey, the good news is we've got a top flight contestant to help you through this, old boy.
Yeah. We got an old veteran. Got an old veteran.
He is a veteran.
Of trivia.
He is Sparky in Sussex. Sparky, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for the kiss of death, Jason. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Jesse's here, I assume, to tell you a pirate joke before we get started.
Ahoy there, Sparky. How ye be?
I'm doing well, Jesse. How are you?
The yule log be burning, the sails be hoisted, and I have a question for you before we play trivia, if you don't mind. Since we were talking certainly about the school year earlier today, what grades are pirates most proud their children get in school?
I know this one.
I have no idea.
Oh, I think it's a rerun, actually.
High
C's.
High C's!
Yeah. All right, now we're doing Now we're recycling.
Yeah, get some original.
I'll have a new one.
Can we get some original stuff? That opening joke was an F.
Not everyone listens every day.
I am very nervous here, Sparky. So I'm going to give you my pirate. I don't know where it's going to go. I'm pretty sure it'll be Jamaican.
Everybody, sit back and enjoy Tausch's pirate leprechaun.
Ahoy, mateys! The traditional pirate flag is a black background featuring a white skull and crossbones. It is known by which of these names? Is it a Jolly Roger? Is it a Bucko Bruce? Or is it a Happy Gilmore?
Well, the only thing I could really understand was the Jolly Roger, and I know that's just it.
Thank God. Thank you, Sparky. Because there's nothing more. Like, if I was calling in and I wanted to annoy me, I would say, I couldn't understand it. Read it again. And I appreciate you, Spark, for not making me do that.
How kind was that?
It turned Italian now. Why'd you go?
That's why the Spark Dog is the real deal.
It's in a Bucko Bruce. Hey,
can I give you a pirate joke?
It can't be any worse than Jesse's rerun.
Well, let's see. What do you call a stupid pirate?
Arr.
I don't know.
I don't know, Sparky. What is
a dumb arse?
The pillage idiot.
That's not bad.
Pillaging and plundering. Yeah.
Much better than Jesse's.
That'd be a good one.
Yarr, that was a low bar. All right. Question two, Sparky, in my best Gaelic accent. Yarr! What be the jersey number? Retired by the Pittsburgh Pirates franchise in 1973. Worn by the legendary outfielder. Roberto, or Roberton in this...
Yarr, it'd be a typo.
Clemente. What was Roberto Clemente's jersey number? Was it 7, a 21, or 42?
Well, it's funny. I actually had his last card that was put out just after he passed away. It was number 21.
2 for 2. Good start. As much as I would love for the Irish-Italian pirate to return for question 3.
You don't want to do another one, old T.
No, one and done for this pirate.
We turn it over to the guy who swabs the poop deck for us, Pirate Jesse.
Ahoy, Sparky! What be the name of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot who has cheered on the Scallywags since the year 2000? Is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot Captain Fear, Redbeard, or Arnie?
What was the second one?
I will give them all to you again because this is fun. Was it Captain Fear, Redbeard, not Redbird, that'd be something else, or Arnie?
Total guess, Redbeard.
Or Redbird, we'd accept either one.
They'd both be wrong.
Because they'd both be wrong.
Captain Fear, what a lame name.
Not as lame as Arnie for a pirate. I feel like we can eliminate that one right away.
Sparky, I do have one more question for you, if you don't mind,
before you
go.
Yeah, here comes the pillaging idiot.
This is some new material. Hey, Sparky, why were the kids so restless in pirate class?
They were all sugared up.
No, that's not the answer, of course.
Not a good effort, though.
Because they were in school past Memorial Day. No, that's not it either. Because they were overboard.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
All right, Sparky, you got 2 out of 3. That gives you 3 of the possible 4 entries into the drawing, which is coming up forthwith, right after the next commercial break. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yar, indeed.
Tony the Tiger. He's got Tony the Tiger the Pirate. Maybe I should do that.
Can't be worse. And it can't get any better than your latest trip to Quick Trip.
Yep, and life is busy. You got Memorial Day weekend coming up, and Quick Trip gets it. And whether you're craving that fresh coffee that I love, a tasty bakery treat, grab-and-go meal, Quick Trip is your go-to. Quick Trip has a variety of apps and meals, and they are ready when you are. You want to make your next meal a little less ordinary? Well, head over to Quick Trip, where they're serving up their legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Juicy chicken tenders or boneless wings that are hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and ready to go. Go or grab Quick Trip's crispy chicken sandwich, perfect for a quick bite. Plus, you got the 8-piece fried chicken meal that feeds the whole crew. The legend on your plate, flavor that rules the roost. But you know what? That's not the only deal going on. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin beefsteaks, 2 for $4, perfect for the grill. Nature's Touch American cheese singles, if you're making burgers, that's $1.99. Nature's Touch milk is also just $1.99 a gallon. Fuel your day with quality taste. Quick Trip is your one stop for variety, quality, and fast service. Gas and free air for your tires. Clean bathrooms, ATMs, Quick Trip has you covered. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything Quick Trip has to offer. Quick rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Poll is almost in the field, so we can revisit it on Tuesday. In the meantime, Jesse's got to pull a winner for the Vortex Golf Rangefinder and then play Wonelli.
A lot of chips in the cheese fry helmet again this week. A lot of chips. A lot of veteran
Tuesday. I think Tuesday's going to be a winner this week.
Mike, JC, Tucker, Jeff, and, of course, Sparky, today's contestant. Everybody's got a fair shot at it this week. Rummaging, selecting.
What, some weeks they're not fair, or what?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. I think Sparky. This is the third week in a row the person with the fewest chips in the helmet has been drawn as the winner.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Tucker in Wausau.
Tuck!
Who only got one question right in Geography Thursday yesterday. One is all you need. He got it.
Atta baby, Tucker.
It's a nice win.
Congratulations, Tucker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good win for him.
That's a fun trend that we've had here now. Three weeks in a row,
trend.
I think that is. The lowest chips in the helmet has been drawn as the winner, defying the odds, like the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, let's see if you defy the odds and make Wonelli worthwhile.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
I might be one of the only people in America disappointed by the news from the college football FBS commissioners and Notre Dame, who voted unanimously yesterday to change the seeding format for the 12-team college football playoff. Remember last year, all the controversy with Boise State, Arizona State earning first-round byes as conference winners of conference championship games. And even though they were two of the last teams or the lowest-ranked teams in the field because they were conference champions, they were moved on to the final 8 of the college football playoff. That will not be the case anymore. The commissioners voting unanimously to change the seeding to a straight 12-team seeding format. I think this stinks because I think it de-emphasizes the value of the conference championship games because there was still drama involved with those last year with Oregon, Penn State, and Arizona State.
Just wait a second. You still get in the tournament if you win your conference.
Right, but like, right? So Texas and Georgia played in the SEC championship game last year. Winner got a first-round bye. Loser had to play an extra game. Texas lost. They were the better-ranked team. Georgia won, even though their quarterback got hurt. If we had this format last year, it's very possible, even though Georgia wins that game, that they get the bye, and or that Texas gets the bye and Georgia doesn't, or they both would get byes, and then someone else who won a conference championship still has to play in the first round of the playoff. So I think that stinks. But because it's less confusing for fans watching, they've changed it, and I get why they did it. A lot of people are upset about it.
All right, you're probably going to love what I want to do here. You're probably going to love this.
Gee, I wonder what it could be.
I think we want to add drama to this too, right? This has become
entertaining.
We're going to go to 16. We're going to go to 16.
Here it comes.
Television product is great.
Pick your
opponent.
We're going
to go to 16 teams probably in 2026. So
what's he going to say?
What I want to do is I don't have a problem with the conference champion teams not getting it. If the Big 12 and this is just reality. It isn't as good as the Big Ten and the SEC. It's just not. Week in and week out, it is not. And that has proven its point. And Boise State was a nice story last year. There's a lot of nice stories. I love the fact you win your conference tournament or your conference championship game, you're in the tournament. I like that. That doesn't mean they need to be a two or a three seed. I want this to go to 16, and I want the pick your opponent. I do. I know I'm starting to feel like I'm becoming a one-trick pony when it comes to
pick
your opponent. The PYO game. I think PYO is the new, that's the new thing going. I think it needs to be.
Even though only one league has done it yet, the Professional Women's Hockey League.
I think a PYO, add the PYO, instead of all these dumb rankings starting in October, let's PYO this bad boy as the tournament unfolds, and you say, all right, Texas, you're the one seed. You get to pick because there's going to be home field advantage in that first round. You're going to get an opportunity to take – there's going to be eight teams you get to pick from. Texas will get to say, yeah, you know what? I like Boise State. We want those Boise Broncos to fly over here and play us. That's what I want. I want more PYO.
Not to be confused with BYOB, bring your own bewaredness. I appreciate your commitment to pick your opponent. I do think that to hear Mark Gerald Tauscher say 16 teams in the playoff when I don't, you wanted four? You wanted four.
Four was
right?
The most, yeah.
That's,
Jason, you remember when the – hey, hold up a second because it's fair, but you remember when I made the switch, right?
I do.
When everybody told me –
Barry Alvarez and I convinced you.
When everybody went to – no, nobody convinced me. The NFL going to 17 games and the players agreeing to it and all of this, I have – now that I am a media member, not a player.
Mm-hmm. Don't care about player safety.
It's entertained me.
Yeah.
I no longer, if you don't care about it, I don't need to care about it either. And I am always still going to be on the player's side of all of these things, but you have decided, and maybe not in college as much as the pros, you have decided that this is the road you want to go down. Mm-hmm. So now that we're going down this road, I want to go down this road. I want to Autobahn this bad boy, and we're going to entertain on top of entertaining.
Autobahn this bad boy.
I'm not interested in going 35 in a restricted zone. I am, now that we are going down this road, I want it to be flat roads and open speed limit. Let it rip. Autobahn it, and if you're going to Autobahn it, you might as well PYO it.
Whoa, Nelly!
some new terminology we learn at 11:50 on a Friday. I like that. Last thing for you, the Colorado Rockies, your Colorado Rockies baseball minute. They are officially off to the worst 50-game start in modern live ball Major League Baseball history. That dates back to 1901. The Rockies, after getting swept in four games by the Phillies, are 8-42 on the season.
We lost to them, right? Brewers lost one game.
Right? One game, yes.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Well, I hope that they don't come into AmFam Field and sweep us in mid-July. Because if they do, I might melt down here on the show.
So this is back-to-back years where there have been all-time bad teams in Major League Baseball. The White Sox last year, actually 3 years. The Oakland A's were really bad 2 years ago. When they did sweep the Brewers. And then the Rockies this year, we seem to be getting worse and worse and worse. Is it actually good for baseball, Tausch, to have one all-time bad team a year? Does it make it more interesting?
If they decide to make the necessary changes, it is great for the game. If they just sit status quo, it's not. Major League Baseball has a lot of things they need to do differently. ESPN backed out of their contract. I just saw a report that NBC is going to get in at much less money than the last ESPN deal. Every sports rights deal has gone up exponentially in the last 15 years. And now Major League Baseball is struggling to find someone that's going to pay them more than what ESPN paid them 10 years ago. So that's an issue. So I have a solution for that, too. I'm not going to sit here and
complain
about the problems and sing... No, it's going to be pay rolled up. You're going to have different AFC, NFC, if you're thinking in, I guess you go AL and NL, since they have literally the same concept as football. And it just goes off a payroll. Top 15 teams are in this side. Bottom 15 are in this side. You're in the bottom 15, and your record is the Rockies. Guess what? Nashville is going to be in this other little 16 league that we set up, and there's going to be relegation. We are going to relegate the Rockies. If you're this blank and bad, I don't want you in the major leagues. We'll bring somebody else in. And you know what will happen? Colorado's ownership will say, boy, it's pretty expensive for us to lose Major League Baseball games, and now we're playing in AAA. I maybe want to spend some money and maybe get better so that we're not the laughing stocks of the league. And the threshold will be, if you get to 65 wins, you don't get eliminated. You can't be deregulated or whatever that word would be.
Relegated.
Whatever that number needs to be, 65, relegated. That is where I think we need to live here, and that will add another layer of drama, which in the sports world is where we need to be.
There ends Woe Nelly. We are not going to be picking our opponents anytime soon. We will be picking our Feel Good Fridays, painted by Home and Lindsay Paints. To wrap up the week, next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
This is the greatest player this franchise has had since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And now they might be in a position where they're forced to deal him away.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Try to live up.
Time
to
for Feel Good Friday, painted by Home and Lindsay Paints. Tausch, I think you and I are on the same page with this. We tell folks, retired Navy fella understands it. Most of our fans who listen understand it, but when we say sarcastically to each other, for menial tasks, thank you for your service. It's because we know that our servicemen and servicewomen are the ones who deserve the real thank you for their service.
No question about it. And I think it's great that we have a day like Memorial Day to understand and to honor the people that, you know, have done so much and sacrificed a ton so that knuckleheads like us and other, you know, just people can do and live in a great society. So I think we're all echoing the same thing. It's a great thing to remember, because I think a lot of times people forget. about the people that do all the sacrificing to make this place what it is.
That is it for us today. Keep that thought at least a little while you're enjoying a long weekend, and we will rejoin you on Tuesday next week. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.